Hey entrepreneurs, welcome back to the Cash Flow Debates. Today I'm going to be walking you through one of the biggest challenges I see entrepreneurs facing, and that is disillusionment. You know, when you started a business, you probably thought you would have more freedom, time, and money, but it is in fact the opposite. So you're probably working harder than you ever thought you would, maybe making less than you hoped, and your stress is through the roof. And so I'm going to share with you a couple tips that I've learned throughout my career as an accountant and as a business owner that have helped me find some peace and some sort of sanctity amongst the chaos. And I hope this brings you some courage to continue working your business and giving it your very best. All right, let's get into it. Hey everyone, my name is Eddie Hood. I'm one of the partners here at Ignite Spot Outsourced Accounting, and you are listening to the Cashflow Debates. This is our weekly podcast that we do. Sometimes it's with me and my partners, sometimes it's just myself. And today it's just myself because I wanted to share with you something very personal. I started my business, Ignite Spot Accounting, in 2008. And at that time, I was very excited, very young, and very energetic. It was a long time ago. But what I found is that running a business isn't exactly what you think it's going to be. And I want to point out that there is going to be some disillusionment. And if you've been doing this for any amount of time, like I mentioned in the intro, you're probably paying yourself less than you thought you would. You are probably working way more hours than you ever imagined, and your stress is through the roof. And I want to figure out why that happens. Well, as a business owner, there are some psychological things taking place in your life. First of all, everything you see is an investment for growth. And I've seen this time and time again where we think, you know what, I'm going to just put lots of money in now, lots of time in now, and eventually one day it's going to pay off down the road. That's probably the case as long as you have a good business model. But the truth is, the business is never going to demand less of you. It's always going to demand equal to what it is now or more, unless you can really make some sort of constraints and boundaries around it. But what I see is that most entrepreneurs are not willing to make those constraints because they feel like if they do, they're constraining the business. They believe that the business must have their skill, their attention, and their authority if they're going to be a growing company. And so you don't constrain the business. You don't put any boundaries around your time and any sort of respect between you and all that's going on. And it just begins to consume more and more of your personal life. And this happens in small incremental steps. And what happens over time is that after years of doing this, you don't realize you're being completely devoured by your business. It is consuming your relationships, your finances, your emotional health, your physical health. And so I want to prevent that for you today. One of my favorite books to reference on the Cashflow Debates is The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. He says the highest form of wealth is the ability to wake up every morning and say, I can do whatever I want today. Now, that's what you hoped would happen when you started your business, that eventually you would get to a point where you could just wake up and go, I can do whatever I want today. But for most entrepreneurs, that's probably not the case. Instead, you're waking up to hundreds, if not thousands, of emails from customers and suppliers and, you know, transportation services and insurance companies and so on. You know, when you have a day job, you have one boss. And when you become a business owner, you turn that one boss into hundreds of bosses because every customer is a boss and you need to keep that person happy. And so it's a real sort of discouraging moment when you wake up and you realize this isn't what I thought it was going to be. This is worse than I hoped it would be. But I want to sort of paint a picture for you that it is possible to have what Morgan is talking about, where you can wake up in the morning eventually and say, what do I want to do with my time and my effort today? Now, to do that, the first step as a business owner is you need to make a clear decision about what you need in life. Most entrepreneurs are in the game of business and they love to win. And for those people, it's never going to be any different. You're just going to wake up and hustle, hustle, hustle and try and grow, grow, grow. And if that's what brings you fulfillment, then good on you. You should continue to do that. But most of us are going to get tired of that eventually. And we're going to wonder, at what point do I start to enjoy all of this? At what point do I start to, you know, go to Paris with my wife? Or, you know, do I read a book? Or do I just have an hour to myself to think clearly? That is something that can be quite coveted if you're a business owner. So you need to make the decision first and foremost when you are content in life, because being content is a really, really valuable thing. You know, most of us have never made that decision. And so we're always wanting more, and we feel like having more will make us happier. But the truth is, you probably have learned this as you've grown. More money, more toys, more objects, more houses, more whatever don't really make you happy, because you got to work more and more and more to support all that stuff. So just make a decision first and foremost of where you're going to draw the line and what it means for you to be content. Okay, now that you know what it means to be content for you, maybe it's a specific salary range, maybe it's a certain lifestyle, whatever it is, you can begin to work backwards from that as a business owner and do some planning. Go meet with your CFO or your controller or whoever it is that helps you with your finances and start with that end in mind. Say, you know what, this is the goal. This is where I'm trying to get to as a business owner and as a healthy business, because you don't want to be the kind of business owner that simply takes from the company and doesn't get anything in return. Those kinds of business owners are like leeches, and they just sort of suck a company dry of all of its cash flow over time. You want to be able to add value still and make the business very efficient without you so that you can have some free time. But let's consider this for just a minute. If you don't decide what that line is in your life, and you just figure one day you'll know it when you see it, you won't. You'll just keep waking up every morning and working. So start today by asking yourself, what does my life need to look like in order for me to feel like I've made it and I have enough? And that's the hard part for entrepreneurs, is deciding what enough means, because we are wired by reading all of these entrepreneur magazines where we see people making billion-dollar exits in their company, and they're growing from, you know, $0 in revenue to $20 million in a year. And so we think, my goodness, I have to do that. How do I do that? And all we care about is being as good as the people in the magazines. But that is the killer. You know, I think it's probably, at least for me, more interesting to live a life that I'm in control of, that I have access to my time and my freedom, rather than being on the cover of Inc. magazine. Now, I'm not on the cover of Inc. magazine. I never have been, and I never will be, because I don't want to be. I want to be with my family. I want to have time in the morning. I want to wake up and say, what should I do with my time today? Okay, one last quote really quickly. This is from an author that I truly love. His name is Ralph Waldo Emerson. He is an American philosopher from the 19th century. I know we're going way back here. But he says in his essay, Self-Reliance, that the objection, this is a little heady, I know, I get it. I'll explain it, it's only one sentence. The objection to conforming to usages that have become dead to you is that it scatters your force. It loses your time and blurs the impression of your character. All he's saying is, when you begin to commit to all of these things that are unnecessary, you start to scatter your force. And this is what happens as a business owner. You wear, instead of one hat, you wear 18 hats, because you're the HR person, and you're the sales and marketing person, and you're the inventory guy, and you're the whatever, right? There's just so much to do in your business. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't become aware of all of the hats you're wearing and start to feel the weight of them, you're never going to stop adding. You're just going to keep adding hats, because that's how you're wired as a business owner. You think you have to do everything. You think you're the only one capable of doing it well. And you think you can't afford other intelligent people to help you grow your business. Those are all lies. In fact, if you were to let go of the reins a little bit and work with your accounting team to begin planning a way to hire and scale your business, you could remove those hats over time and find your freedom. But I like how Emerson says that if you don't do this, you're scattering your force. And what he means by that is that instead of being really focused and doing something really well, you've got all of your fingers in everything, and you're giving 5% here and 6% there, and you're not doing great at any of it. You're just present in all of the buckets, and that is not a good way to run a business. So my call to you today is this: to stop for just a minute before you rush out the door and consider if you are happy as a business owner. Is the business giving you a good return on your investment? Not just in terms of finances or wealth, but in terms of your time, your emotional energy, and your freedom as a human being. Do you feel like you're getting what you should out of this business, and that you're giving back to it in an appropriate way? That's really important, because sometimes we are very inappropriate with what we give to the business or what we take from the business. It needs to be fair, right? But it also needs to honor and support the life you're trying to live. Hey, if you found this week's episode of the Cashflow Debates helpful and you're interested in getting more financially connected to your business, one thing that we do at Ignite Spot is offer a free 30-minute QuickBooks review. It's kind of like taking your car to the mechanic and they do that sort of 18-point inspection to see if the tires are inflated, the oil filters are clean, and they go through the whole car to make sure that it is working well. So we do the same for your QuickBooks file. Simply go to ignitespot.com. Up in the top header there, you'll see a button that says how to get a free QuickBooks file review. Click on that, you'll be able to access our calendars and set up a meeting with us. We will jump in and give you our time and attention without any cost to you whatsoever. If you are not interested in that and you're simply here trying to find a way to be more profitable as a business owner, that's what this podcast is about. Our goal is to help you each day wake up and make your business profitable, not just in terms of wealth, but also in terms of freedom and just joy, right? It needs to bring some joy into your life and into the lives of your staff and your customers. All right, thank you for watching and listening this week. And until next week, stay profitable.